Fitter. Happier. A program about your health, for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. Summer is back, a time to soak up the sun, explore the outdoors, or relax at the beach. But it's important we remember the threat this season poses on our health. Australia is the skin cancer capital of the world, which is super alarming, within 2 in 3 Australians developing skin cancer before the age of 70. But skin cancer is highly preventable. Joining us this morning to discuss all about keeping safe this summer is Sally Blaine, Cancer Council WA Sunspot Smart Manager. Welcome, Sally, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Maddie, and you're right. We do want people to soak up the sun. We just want them to protect their skin while they're doing it.
Definitely, and be safe while doing it. So before we get started, can you tell us more about the new SunSmart campaign that has just been released?
Yeah, sure. So we developed some new ads, and they actually hit our screens and airwaves yesterday, so it's really fresh and new. The campaign actually depicts two sides of the sun. So one side is a nice, warming, nurturing side, but there's also a damaging and dangerous side from the sun that can cause skin damage and skin cancer. Mm-hmm. So it's that dangerous side, or ultraviolet radiation, that we really need to protect ourselves from. Mm-hmm. The ad shows a really graphic but realistic, well, reality of skin cancer. It actually shows an actor who has got a large wound on one side of the face. Although that wound, it is makeup, it's not a real wound, but it is a replica of an actual skin cancer surgery of a local Perth woman, Chandrika Gibson, who has had numerous skin cancers removed from various parts of her body since she was the age of 19, including quite a few from her face. We know that, look, up to 95% of all skin cancers are preventable. So we just really needed to remind West Australians to protect their skin, particularly coming into this time of year when people are spending a lot more time outdoors.
And although I feel like it has been kind of a cooler summer in a sense, we are definitely heading up to our top 30 degree, 40 degree sort of weather. Yep. And when it's that dry sort of humid heat, that's when it's, you know, the sun's really penetrable and it can do a lot of damage to the skin. Which is why I want to ask you, why is Australia the skin cancer capital of the world, and why does it make us so special?
Well, I'm going to actually have to correct you, Maddie, because
it's not
Australia is the skin cancer capital of the world. We're pretty close with New Zealand, but the thing that people get confused with is that it's heat and humidity that causes that skin cancer. That's not the case. It's that UV radiation. Sorry. So as you said, our skin cancer rates here are just hugely high. 2 in 3 Australians diagnosed by the age of 70. And most of us know someone who's had one. But there's a few reasons why it's so common in Australia. One is that we've got a really intense sun. I mean, here in Perth, we're not going to see a cloud in the sky for the next few months. It's really high levels of UV, and being close to the equator is just clean, clear skies that really intensify those UV levels. We've also got a large population of people who are migrants, and a lot of people who've migrated from Europe, and with skin types that really aren't great in those levels of UV. We're not designed with these skin types to be outdoors in those high levels of UV. We've also got this lifestyle where we like spending lots of time outdoors, whether that's composting like your last segment or going and hitting the beach. We spend a lot of time outdoors.
We do.
We've also have a culture where it's perfectly fine to lie on the beach in a bikini. We can expose lots of skin, and that's a perfectly fine thing to do. We've also got a culture where traditionally it's been really desirable and seen as healthy to have a tan. So we speak to a lot of people in SunSmart who have spent their childhood, particularly in the 60s and 70s and 80s, lying on Cottesloe Beach covered in coconut oil because having tan skin was seen as healthy. Luckily, those trends are changing, but tan skin is actually damaged skin. So, but though all of those factors combined mean we have a lot of skin cancer in Australia, and particularly Western Australia.
There you go. I feel like, although you said times are sort of changing in that sense, definitely around my demographic, I have noticed people are still sort of craving that tan. And I do have one roommate as well who is a spray tan artist, which is probably a lot healthier, getting your spray tan as opposed to exposing yourself to a lot of sun. But yeah, I've noticed you know, even a couple of my friends who have been sunburnt recently or have spent too much time in the sun and just sort of cooked their skin a little bit, which is not the best and not ideal. So it's important for them definitely to keep sunscreen on and, of course, not spend too much time in the sun because it can be quite
damaging.
And you're
right, because there is a bit more of a trend now, particularly for young women, to see tans as a bit more desirable. Yes. And that's a bit of a throwback to the Insta-famous, you know, people who might be shown to be tanned. Mm-hmm. But like your flatmate, they might have actually achieved that through an artificial tan. But you often don't know that. So often young people see those people with tanned skins who are, you know, influencers and think they desire that. But the reality is that that tan skin is damaged skin. Mm-hmm.
And it also can be achieved without sort of going into the sun heaps. You can still get that nice glow tan if you were to use fake tan, for example, and it can wash off as well. So that's also an alternative to spending heaps of time in the sun.
Or you can own your tone.
Oh, so you can own your tone.
With your own skin tone.
Exactly.
Be comfortable with the skin you're in and own it and wear
100%. it. 100%. I definitely agree with that the most. So we were talking about damaged skin before. So what is melanoma and what is the difference between melanoma and other skin cancers?
Yeah, so there's three main types of skin cancers, and melanoma is definitely the deadliest and most aggressive of the skin cancers. It's also the most common cancer in young people aged 15 to 39 years, and if left untreated, it can spread to other parts of the body, and that can spread quite quickly as well. It can appear as a new spot, or it might be an existing spot that changes, might change in colour or size or shape, and it can appear on parts of the skin that you don't often expose to the sun as well. Mm-hmm. Melanomas actually only make up 2% of all skin cancers diagnosed, though. The more common types of skin cancer are the non-melanoma types. So one type is basal cell carcinomas. So on our new ad, it's actually showing surgery from basal cell carcinoma treatment. They often occur in those parts of the body that receive a lot of sun, like the face. And they're common. They are the least dangerous, but they can also have a big impact on people who have to have that surgery and have to have them cut out. There's also squamous cell carcinomas, or SCCs. And again, these are really common in those sun-exposed areas, you know, lips, scalps, ears, those types of places. About 2,000 people die from skin cancers every year in Australia. So it's important to really know your own skin. Mm-hmm. And if you see any changes, then get them checked out. Go and see your doctor.
100%. Is being sun smart only about preventing skin cancer? And are there other benefits as well?
Yeah, definitely. So being sun smart also prevents sunburn, which, as you mentioned in your example, it's not very attractive and it's pretty uncomfortable as well. Mm-hmm. But it's also important to remember that damage to your skin cells and DNA can happen without sunburn occurring. So that sunburn fades and goes away, but that damage stays with you and can develop into skin cancer later. So it's the old protecting your skin in five ways: the slip, slop, slap, seek and slide, which also prevents some eye cancers and eye damage. But look, if that doesn't appeal to you, it also prevents premature aging. So if you want to avoid wrinkles and that saggy skin and you want to look young, then be sun smart. That might be the thing that will appeal to you more.
100%. I make sure I use moisturisers that have that UV protection as well. It's really important. And like you said, yeah, as well. Sometimes I wear sunscreen, especially during the summer times, even when it's not an extremely hot day, but I was spending a little bit of time outdoors, which is why I want to ask you, is getting sun damage something that only happens on hot days, or can it be on days that maybe we least expect?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So that sun damage happens whenever the UV index is 3 or above. So you need to totally forget about the heat aspect of it. That has no impact on it. So if you think about the light spectrum and the different types of radiation that comes from the sun, so there's infrared or heat, there's the visible light spectrum, and there's also ultraviolet radiation, or UV. So UV and heat are at the opposite ends of the light spectrum, and they're totally different things. They work very differently. So you can't actually see or feel UV radiation. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you might hear people say, oh, I can feel myself getting sunburnt.
Yeah.
They can't. They can feel heat. So you cannot see or feel UV. You often don't even know if you're getting sunburnt. So most people actually get burnt on cooler days because they're not thinking about protecting their skin. Mm-hmm. You know, those awful Perth 40 degree days? No mm-hmm. one's outside anyway.
No, so, no one is.
So most people actually get burnt on cooler days like today. So today the UV index is actually above 3 between 7:50 in the morning to 4:10 p.m. So they're the times when you can get sunburnt. The UV always peaks around about midday. Every day it's always the same. And today it's getting to up to that extreme level of 12, which is really high. So on a day like today, if you're outside in the middle of the day, you can get burnt in as little as 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's despite the fact it's only 29 degrees today. So it's not a hot day. People will be outside for long periods today, but don't be fooled by the temperature because it's UV that you need to be keeping an eye on.
Mm-hmm. There's been times, and you know, now I'm remembering as you're saying this as well, where it's been sort of cooler days. You've sort of had a couple of maybe clouds in the sky.
Yep.
And I've been sitting outside with a shirt or like a tank top on, and I've noticed when I come back inside, even though I can't feel the heat sort of radiating from my shoulders, they're all red and burnt.
Yeah.
And it's been something that I haven't noticed during the day, but I'm like, oh, it's a cool day outside. Why do I feel like I've been burnt today? But it's those UV rays that are penetrating
yeah.
the skin and getting them burnt. And it's important, even though we can't see the sun or maybe it doesn't feel as hot, to still apply sunscreen in that sense.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and our recommendation as well is even in the morning when you're getting ready for the day, put sunscreen on then. So you might not be intending today to spend a lot of time outside, but you still might get some sun. So if you're putting on sunscreen first thing in the morning as you're brushing your teeth, or maybe not at the same time, then at least you've got some protection.
Mm-hmm.
But just remembering as well, cloudy days, you still can have high levels of UV.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of sunscreen out there in the skincare industry. What things should people look out for when searching for an effective sunscreen?
Yeah, so we're pretty lucky here in Australia in that all sunscreen is actually really closely regulated.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all regulated by the TGA or the Therapeutic Goods Administration. So you need to look for any sunscreen that is SPF 30 or higher. So SPF is the sun protection factor. However, the most important thing to do is to apply it properly. So if you think about sunscreen as being another therapeutic product or something mm-hmm. that you buy at the chemist, which you may do, and think about other things you buy at a chemist. It might be hair dye or tinea cream or antihistamines.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are buying those products, the first thing you do is you read the instructions, and you wouldn't expect the product to work if you didn't read the instructions and follow them.
Mm-hmm.
It is exactly the same with sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get your sunscreen, follow the instructions. If you don't apply it the way that is on the label, it won't work.
Mm-hmm.
So if it says put it on 20 minutes before you go outside, you have to do that.
Yes.
If it says reapply every 2 hours, you have to do that.
It's
if it says 7 teaspoons for a full body application, you have to do that. So
100%.
Make sure you follow the instructions.
It's
on
very
the
important. Yeah, there's been times where I've just forgotten to reapply, and I didn't know the rule about putting it on before. Sometimes I'll be out in the sun and then I'll just apply it then and think it'll start automatically working, you know? But I think there's that sort of instructional aspect that I just, you know, I just think just put it on my skin, it'll be fine. I don't need to reapply for like 3 or 4 hours. It's important that you read, depending on which sort of sunscreen that you're purchasing, there's sort of different ways of application, and it's important that you get it right.
Yeah, definitely.
In addition to sunscreen, what else should people remember to stay sun smart this summer?
So look, the first thing, as I mentioned, is to check the UV. So there is a free sun smart app, so that will give you the UV at your location wherever you are in Australia, or you can check the Bureau of Meteorology forecasts, or you could listen to JR on a Thursday morning who gives that
yes.
UV forecast as well. So secondly, just cover as much skin as you can with clothing. So sunscreen's great, but try and cover up as much as you can with clothing. So that means rashes, might be longer kind of boardies if you're at the beach, but you know, shirts with collars, longer sleeves. So as much skin as you can cover with clothing,
mm-hmm.
the more effective that is. I guess the other top tip is to ditch the baseball cap. They don't provide the right kind of protection for your head and face. So when I was talking about those types of skin cancers earlier, they often occur around, though, you know, ears, face, neck, lips, scalps. So the places that are protected if you wear a bucket hat or a brimmed hat. So caps just don't cut it. They don't provide enough protection, and they can give you a bit of a false sense of security as well. 100%. So top tip, ditch the baseball cap, get a bucket hat.
I agree with you on that one. I wear my baseball hat, or sometimes even a small brim bucket hat sometimes doesn't do the job. You've got to wear a fuller brim one. And I've had my neck burnt, shoulders burnt, even face burnt as well, side of the face. They're not very effective, and I definitely should be investing in a full brim hat instead of just one that sort of covers just the forehead, I think. But yeah, it's important to stay sun smart this summer. So thanks so much for joining us on The Record, Sally. We appreciate your time.
Cool. Thank you. Thanks, Maddie.
Thank you. That was Sally Blaine, Cancer Council, WA Sun Smart Manager, chatting with us all about staying sun smart during our hot summer months. For more information, make sure to check out the cancerwa.asn.au website or myuv.com.au for more details.